This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The field of anti-Trump presidential campaign buffoonery is upon us. As a field of 18 hubris-riddled lecturers of hypocrisy currently take the national stage to whine about half-baked propaganda cooked to a burnt crisp by their cohorts in the mainstream media.
Yes! Holy crap!
I learned right here on these streets that you can't make progress by dividing people. You can't make progress by stoking fear or setting us one against the other.
And that's why I'm here today, to tell a different story than Make America Great Again. Because there's a myth being sold to industrial and rural communities. The myth that we can stop the clock and turn it back. It comes from people who think the only way to speak to communities like ours is through resentment and nostalgia. They're selling an impossible promise of returning to a bygone era that was never as great as advertised to begin with.
What is democratic socialism? Fair question? Okay. So let's talk about it.
What's the punishment for people who don't hand in their guns? Do they go to jail?
Well, Jake, they would, but I also offer an alternative, which would be to keep them at a hunting club or a shooting range.
Their speeches, aside from the whimpering lies and politically correct pandering, fall short of what Americans historically expect on the campaign trail. For example, Bull Moose Teddy Roosevelt, who had once given a 90-minute speech after being shot in the chest at close range, said this about America's immigration quandary. We should insist, if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people. Theodore Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt would be appalled at the foreign interests and meddling, and at the handful of money changers actually supporting this lackluster buffet of windbags.
Now, Lesterland looks a lot like the United States. Like the United States, it has about 311 million people, and of that 311 million people, it turns out 144,000 are called Lester. So 144,000 are called Lester, which means about 0.05% is named Lester. Now, Lesters and Lesterland have this extraordinary power. There are two elections every election cycle in Lesterland. One is called the general election. The other is called the Lester election. And in the general election, it's the citizens who get to vote. But in the Lester election, it's the Lesters who get to vote. And here's the trick. In order to run in the general election, you must do extremely well in the Lester election. You don't necessarily have to win, but you must do extremely well. Now, what can we say about democracy in Lesterland? Well, we can say, number one, as the Supreme Court said in Citizens United, the people have the ultimate influence over elected officials. Because, after all, there is a general election. But only after the Lesters have had their way with the candidates who wish to run in the general election. And number two, obviously, this dependence upon the Lesters is going to produce a subtle, understated, we could say camouflaged, bending to keep the Lesters happy. Okay, so we have a democracy, no doubt. But it's dependent upon the Lesters and dependent upon the people. It has a competing dependencies, we could say conflicting dependencies, depending upon who the Lesters are.
President Trump rose above the competition in 2016 because he spoke directly to the people. The Democrats have tied themselves to a message of socialism, U.S. constitutional loathing, and division.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view, I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, April 22nd, 2019, Earth Day. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We are lined up and ready to launch out of the gates a very important transmission. I want to break down today, later in the hour, what Earth Day is really all about, who launched it, what the globalist plan is, and how it's a cover for the globalist to take the planet over, to take control of all life on the planet, and to basically create an artificial system, in their own words, a technocracy that the geneticists control and basically overwrite with nanotech, which will change the very makeup of the planet forever. Or boiled down, it means playing God. Remember the Johnny Depp movie came out a few years ago about transcending, and he becomes the AI, and then he disperses himself into dust, into the clouds, to then replicate and take control of the matter of the planet. And he is a savior. It's called transcendence. That's their goal. That's their end game, is a post-human future. It's been the plan. It is the plan. And whether they can do it or not, doesn't matter. It shows the truly evil spirit that's running them. And it ties into the spirit of death that we're going to break down at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to get into all this at the bottom of the hour. I'm just incredible statements by the pig-like creature, the mayor of New York, wrecking that once fine city. De Blasio, he has come out and announced a plan that will completely bankrupt New York. I mean, if you thought the exodus was bad, with 42% of the population polled saying they plan to leave within 1 year, and the middle class evacuating, well, wait till you hear this. He says they're basically going to tear down all the buildings and make everybody retrofit for them, because, quote, glass and steel is bad for the earth. You're like, why would they do that? Because it's all about destroying prosperity. How do you think we're supposed to operate when China has no environmental standards, and we have all these environmental standards, and then crazy stuff like you can't have carbon dioxide come out of a chimney or out of your car. It's a toxin. No, it's not. It's what plants breathe. So you put those selective ball and chains on just a few European and Western countries, and it's game over financially. That's all this is economic warfare and sabotage. We're going to break that down, as I said. It all ties together at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, when we come back in the next segment, I'm loaded for bear on Sri Lanka. And I was just watching Fox News before I went live, and they were reporting, we don't know if it's Islamic terror. They know who the bombers were. They know who their names are. They were people allowed out of the country to go fight in Syria and were allowed back in. They said in speeches, we're going to blow you up and kill you. But notice we can't say it's Muslims. And so the BBC and Al Jazeera, they're saying it's Islamophobia. This was not Islam. And you go, well, of course it was Islam. I know, but they just changed the subject. It's like saying if you don't want the TPP to run your country or the EU to take control of the world, why you're anti-Semitic. You're like, what's that to do with Jews? Well, why do you? They inject that to change the subject. So don't be anti-Islam. Why? It had nothing to do with these guys taking credit for it and all the rest of it. Going in and stuffing himself at the all-you-could-eat Easter buffet and then blowing up the Christians. Churches have become the number one target in the world, according to the UN. There's a 300% increase the last decade in churches being blown up and attacked. But it's always Muslims attacking, but it's not Islam. That's right. But then a white guy goes in and attacks some poor Muslims. And just this attack in Sri Lanka was 400 times bigger, 400% bigger. And it's all white people's fault. It's Christians' fault. It's the West's fault. And women wear burqas and they go to daily calls of prayer. And the police apologize for being white. And on and on and on. And Christians, and you know this guy wasn't a Christian, apologized to Islam. Where are the Islamic leaders decrying this? Where are they? I think there's one imam who's come out. Okay, that's better than nothing. But we have a gentleman joining us in the third hour today. Zachary Lee Clown. He's been in the military, smart guy, has a lot of great connections. He's been one of the sources on air because he does know a lot of people. I'll just leave it at that. I've got some other contacts in with some of the same folks. And yeah, he's been a Muslim, and he's also been in the military and been hurt in firefights, but fighting radical Islam. But he's also witnessed government-sponsored terror, which we know has been allowed to take place. We know there is a role of the globalist arm of the CIA trying to radicalize Islam and pushing the most radical elements, like Hillary, turning in the Arab Spring all these jihadis loose on our allies and overthrowing moderate regimes. So, yes, he's right when he says, hey, there's something bigger behind all this. So he's a Muslim. His family he's from a prominent family in Morocco. He's an American. He's an Army veteran. He's a smart guy. He'll give us his perspective on that. And we'll also have open phones as well in the second and third hour, but going into third hour with Zachary joining us. And then we also have Will Johnson, NotAmericaFirst.com, the great work he does, hosting the fourth hour, and then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. There's a lot of other stuff, too, that I'm obviously going to get to. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I never got to it. Washington State is trying to legalize literal Soylent Green. And if we don't know what that is, I'll get into that when I get into the whole Earth Day situation at the bottom of the hour. Also, Mexican troops, as you know, we now know, we knew they had a confrontation with U.S. military last week. But now we know that they actually disarmed them on the U.S. side of the border and gave them orders. And so that's now the point that our country's gotten to. If Mexico isn't careful, we'll have to go down to Mexico City like we've done a couple other times and blow up all the government buildings with the U.S. Marines. But this is really becoming a problem. Mexico is completely out of control and belligerent. Most of their military is run by the cartels, and the Democrats are trying to politically marry us into this whole thing. They're trying to merge basically into MS-13. And like Pelosi said, we're all God's children. Okay, I'm going to announce two things here that are very important, obviously. We're ending the 50% off apparel sale tomorrow. It's been very, very successful. But a lot of the T-shirts that we have are getting close to selling out, and some of them are limited edition. And so we're going to have to end that tomorrow. So this is the last day for you to get 50% off all of the apparel, all the ball caps, all the T-shirts. There's over 100 designs, and it's a great way to support the broadcast and spread the word. Don't California My USA. We've got 10 new variants of that that are limited edition. Don't California My Texas. You name it. My favorite, Trump versus Medusa T-shirt. You can guess who Medusa is. Mean like a Wolverine. It's all there. We've got InfoWars patches for like $2.50 that are high quality. Those are at cost. Every order gets free bumper stickers. And I'm wearing InfoWars Resist Tyranny shirt that's one of my favorites. And if you're a radio listener, it has InfoWars and classic lettering at the top. It's got a shield with the InfoWars crest with the snake of the states joining together. And it says Resist Tyranny, and it is a very, very nice shirt. And I like the back. We ought to use that on more of our shirts. That's the only shirt with that design of the original 13 colonies, but with the Texas Star and InfoWars. Very powerful, very proud of that shirt. It's one of my favorite shirts. Hope you'll get the InfoWars Resist Tyranny shirt right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can set your watch by it. The week of Easter, starting on Palm Sunday, every year since I became a news hound, I've noticed that there are bombings all over the world, shootings, stabbings at Christian churches by Muslims. And, you know, back when I was a teenager reading about it in the newspaper, seeing it on the news, they said it's Islamic extremist terrorist. But then Obama got in office and he said, that's not Islam, ISIS isn't Islam, Al-Qaeda's not Islam, even though he was funding them. And the Muslim Brotherhood was running them. And he said, so that's not Islam. Actually, it's a very strong form of Orthodox, Wahhabist, Mecca-based, original Islam. It's as Islamic as Jesus is Christian. That's fact. And the argument that this isn't Islam is just a way to distract and cause a debate about that instead of the reality. I mean, you can go watch the Davos meetings on television. They're announcing world government, world taxes, technocracies. They say we want to get rid of elected governments. And then I play clips of world leaders saying we want world government. And they have national news say Jones is making it up. There's no such thing. That's all these globalists do. So I can show you hours of Muslims tearing down crosses, crucifying people upside down, throwing gays off buildings. And by the way, these are all the governments that Obama supported. Obama supported putting these radicals in. And so that does give credence to there's a bigger power manipulating Islam and putting the radicals in charge. And we have a guest coming on, Zachary Claywan, in the third hour to look at the bigger picture. But let's look at the facts here. The story is linked up on DrudgeReport.com, right up on the left-hand side. It's an InfoWars.com posting of the great work of Mr. Schneider. In fact, let's go to InfoWars.com and click through to his site and show folks that. Churches have become the number one target for hate attacks, an average of 105 every single month. And the United Nations, and the United Nations admits that over half of all religious attacks and terror attacks in the world are Christians being attacked. Churches have become the number one target for hate attacks, an average of 105 every single month. That's the facts. Meanwhile, when I go through the news that's out there, the reported Sri Lanka suicide bomber, anyone who disagrees with Muslims should be killed. He shot the video days before the police were looking for him. And others who admittedly detonated suicide bombs, but they're still saying we don't know if it's Muslims. These guys had fought in Syria. They've been allowed back in the country. They said they were going to kill everybody. It happened, and the media won't say it's Islamic. Again, think about how wild that is. It just boggles the mind. And then it gets worse. Our own Greg Reese noticed this last night. You put a report up on InfoWars.com. Easter worshipers. Obama and Hillary refused to use the word Christian after Sri Lanka attacks, but used the word Muslim and Islam in every tweet about the tragic events in Christchurch, New Zealand. Here's Greg Reese's report.
Both President Obama and Hillary Clinton found it impossible to say the words radical Islam.
Radical Islamic terrorists. And she won't even mention the word, and nor will President Obama. He won't use the term.
Or speak anything negative about Islam.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
And now, after the horrible terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka, strangely, they cannot seem to use the word Christian. Obama, Clinton, and ABC News have all used the word Easter worshiper as if an anti-Christian PR firm is feeding them all talking points. Strange. At this point, it really just seems obvious what side these people are all working for.
Another key report by Greg Reese. He put another five-minute report out yesterday that is extremely powerful, dealing with the history of Islam, that will air in the third hour today and debate. But here's Paul Joseph Watson's article today. Easter worshipers. Obama and Hillary refused to use the word Christian after Sri Lanka attacks. I remember 20 years ago hearing about the war on Christmas, and I didn't believe it. Then I heard about public schools in Texas wouldn't let kids hand out Christmas cards. You know, that's their free speech. You just can't have the school officially pushing it. But the left just presses that separation of church and state to the end of the First Amendment. And then now they take down nativity scenes everywhere. They're pulling down crosses in Europe off churches because it offends Muslims. They're in Italy, they're covering Christian tombstones because the Muslims get mad and tear them down. I mean, this is just wild. It's inciting the most radical Muslims to believe that they can literally just piss on Europe, piss on America in some ritual of dominance. And then Easter worshipers, in your face, can't say Christian worshipers, Christ worshipers. Christian means Christ. No. You have to call it something else. It's amazing. It'd be like calling Muslims Ramadan worshipers. But it's all about erasing Christianity. Remember what started happening a few years ago? Google, Apple, and all the other leftist sites removed Christian holidays from the calendars. Palm Sunday, Easter. They started calling it winter holiday, winter vacation. See, they're removing any shine of it in your face and rubbing your noses in it. Over 200 people die, and they won't even say they were Christian. They won't even say their identity. They won't even say they were targeted. They just erase them. They call them Easter worshipers. And now leftists in BuzzFeed and others are calling for a modern roof on Notre Dame that conservatives will hate that's not Christian. That story's up on Infowars.com as well, with so much more. And oh, look at this headline of the Daily Mail. Hundreds hurt. Any way to whitewash it. Hundreds hurt as blast hit Sri Lanka churches. Arms and legs, hundreds dead, hundreds fought for their lives. Did you hear they scraped their knee? Those Easter worshipers. And Sri Lankan intelligence and others said on April 4th, brace for terror attacks, and they named the Islamic Caliphate Organization. And, of course, the groups took credit, but our own media won't tell you that. Keeps going, do we know who did it? Fox News earlier was like, some think it might have been radical Muslims. We're not sure, though. Hell, could have been Christians. I mean, hell, who knows? You know, Christians don't like those Easter worshipers. They didn't go that far, but they were like, no one knows who did it. No one knows.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Ain't nothing gonna make it happen.
Gonna make it happen.
I love that. Fire all your guns at once.
Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, nothing gonna make it happen.
It's hard to turn Steppenwolf off. We gotta get serious and do it. So it's Earth Day 2019. What is Earth Day? It was literally created, just like the UN and over 50 other organizations, by the robber barons, by the Rockefellers, by British intelligence. And it's about organizing the planet under corporate regulations that they're exempt from, and not letting certain countries have industry, but others can, and having carbon taxes on the West that are surveilled by supercomputers to control every aspect of our lives. And so basically, it's the establishment saying, we're the saviors of the Earth, and we're going to decide how you live and what you do. We're going to tell you you're having too many kids. We're going to tell you carbon dioxide's bad. We're going to tell you capitalism's bad. Oh, but we're the big mega-rich capitalist who have surveillance capitalism and crony capitalism, which is really just globalism, destroying you. And then it teaches, don't be competitive, don't be rugged, don't be strong, be placid, be a follower, don't have children, don't have a life force, don't have a will, don't have a destiny. Be good little compliant minions so that the globalists can control the future, so they can choose the future, and so they can chart their course. Because you're not just riding along with them as they domesticate you like a pig. You know, pigs are the smartest domesticated animal, undoubtedly, every study. But you know, you come out for a year or so and you feed a piglet after it's not suckling anymore on the sow, on its mommy. Maybe that sow's gotten a little old, too. You kind of sell her to get turned into bacon and hot dogs and everything and sausage. They don't notice, even if she's squealing as you kick her into the back of a car, kick her in the back of a trailer with a couple other pigs to go get slaughtered, hung up by their feet, their throat slit, and they squeal and kick and everything else. And pigs right next to it don't care. They just want some food because they're a lower animal because they don't stick up for each other. Now, a wild boar would stick up for other members of its group. And I guess a group of monkeys is a troop, a bunch of dogs is a pack. What is a group of pigs? I know a group of crows is a murder. What's a gaggle? All that old English is really interesting. What's a group of pigs? The definition of a group of pigs. It's a what? A drift. So you have a whole drift of pigs. I mean, you can even take a pig. You can't do this with horses. And dogs don't like this either, because they actually, you know, try to stick together a little bit. But you can take a pig right into a squeeze chute, 20 feet from other pigs, and you can put the chains around the back of its legs, tighten them up, and then hit that winch, that usually it's an air winch, and go, and right there, and then that, come in with that knife, and boom. That blood just goes right there. That sucker is kicking and dying. And it makes the meat better to get that blood out. But a lot of places pull the blood and sell that, too. It just gets put into blood sausages and things. But you know what? I'm digressing. I want to explain leftist and trendies here, though. This is very important. You're giving that pig pieces of watermelon. You're giving that pig all the leftovers. You're taking care of that pig. It squeals with delight when it sees you. It's just so excited, and it doesn't care if you kill the other pigs right in front of it. In fact, it'll eat its buddies. It'll eat its brother or sister. If you fall down and break your neck in a pig pen, they're going to eat you. Oh, they're going to walk right over like a big old vampire and just bite right in, just tear your throat out. It's a sign. See, people think you call somebody that's bad a pig, meaning they're greedy. No, you call them a pig because they'll sell you out in a second. That's why you call somebody a pig, because they're disloyal. You can have a pig 20 years and pet it every day and give it kisses and feed it strawberries. It'll kill you the minute you fall down and get hurt. Now, back to Earth Day. Because that's what this is. You've got all these liberals and trendies, and you go to Whole Foods, and it's all these big racks of magazines saying, oh, austerity, being poor is so good, and oh, not competing and not having children is so beautiful. And I've got big stacks of it in the news today, how altruistic and high and mighty it is. But what it is they've taught total selfishness. The average millennial is the most selfish, criminal individual who will lie, cheat, steal, virtue signal. And I'm not saying all millennials are bad, but it's scientifically known that millennials don't want a car. They don't want a boyfriend or girlfriend. They don't want to give to charity. They don't want to work hard. They don't want to exercise. They just want to walk around and pose in front of each other and act like they're high and mighty and then be approving to each other and tell you, oh, the good job you've done for the right type of light bulb or the right type of kale you're eating. But it's all a bunch of empty, alone people going around virtue signaling to each other, a bunch of pigs. And so that's all this is. And so the system pats them on the head and is just getting them positioned to be the post-human era. They got seduced by the technology. They got sucked in. They didn't get warned. They got programmed. Now, Generation Z is different because the millennials and the leftist above them, they are programming and being so mean to Z that Z is becoming right-wing. Z is becoming libertarian. Z is becoming pro-life because humans are designed that when you've got bad leadership, you rebel against it. But the millennials are just these self-satisfied nerds that want to be in the club, and so they've decided they've built their club. And see, we don't want to be in their club, so they're upset. And so they're trying to make us be in the club. You know, that's how they do this so quickly. You train them with television, culture, primary education, secondary education. They bring in the vast majority of very soft, very placid, latchkey kids who in the last 30 years stopped playing sports, stopped playing outside, or they got participation trophies. Dodgeball was banned. Running and wrestling was banned. If you got in a fist fight, you went to jail. Before, I mean, it was encouraged by the coaches for us to have fist fights. But see, now it's all changed. And so you have these domesticated people, but they still have never worked out their aggression. They've never gone through rites of passage. So they're like arrested development, five-year-old, spoiled, rotten kids. But they've been told by the system, you're successful if you do what we say. So they're the group that commits the most suicide. They're the group that they're dying. They're dying. And if you walk down the street and you look at a group of millennials, they look like somebody sucked their soul out. They're gone. And their fertility is lowering. And their IQs are lowering. And they have way more neurological disorders. And it's not their fault. They've been hit with massive loads of synthetic, chemical, and plant-based estrogen. And they've been hit by the entire system. But then they've been told all their inclinations and their weaknesses are actually good traits, so they would adapt to being enslaved and adapt to the new mutagens and believe that their new state was actually a superior one because the Hollywood system told them it was. They are the definition of chumps. Now, when we return, I'm going to get into the evidence of this and where the Green Plan goes and what's going to happen to the chumps. Just like the former head of Facebook said, we designed it to make you depressed and alone and trendy. Trendy means oppressed and alone and desperate and scared. A follower that thinks they're free and thinks they're part of the ruling class. That's why when Trump got in, it scared them so much because they're supposed to be the ruling class.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's the real escape from New York. If you just joined us, I was laying out how the system literally brainwashed more than half of the millennial generation to want communism and socialism living in the lap of decadent pre-collapse capitalism. And now New York, in major polls, several studies, I've got articles here out of the New York Post, Associated Press, up to 42%, 41.7%, of thousands polled say they can't afford to live in New York and plan to leave in the next year. And what is the establishment's answer? Bringing more unskilled laborers for jobs that don't exist. But don't worry. Spain had their economy bankrupt in the last 20 years with a, quote, green economy of tearing down buildings they set out of carbon footprint, getting rid of using oil, trying to use windmills. They're now in a permanent depression, with people under 30 at almost 50% unemployment and a permanent system of basically revolution. That's the same thing. But don't worry, de Blasio is part of Earth Day. It's all interconnected, came out and announced things that, I mean, if you thought free health care and free
welfare for those that don't even want to work, like AOC said, and special bathroom stalls for cows to suck the methane out of their feces and put it into mine shafts because it's going to hurt the earth. I'm not kidding. If you think free health care and free education and no taxes and reparations and free education, I forgot that one. If you thought that wouldn't bankrupt things and make the other people paying for it go broke, AOC just said, it doesn't matter where the money comes from. We'll just do it. Wow. After all, the earth's going to end in 12 years if we don't give her all the power. Same thing Beto O'Rourke's been saying. We'll play that in a moment. But first, de Blasio, he's up there in a city that just since he got in has piles of trash everywhere, rats everywhere. Everybody I know says, don't go back to New York. It was pretty good under Giuliani. It's a great city. A lot of history, a lot of energy. But let me tell you, everybody I know says that they can't even go to New York now. They say it's falling apart again, just like it was in the 80s. And de Blasio, just like New York's own Hugo Chavez, is presiding over the same thing. Just like Chicago is falling apart. Just like San Francisco or Seattle or Portland or L.A. They do it on purpose. They want to collapse things to buy it all up for themselves. Then they'll clean it up later, they think. But it's a process they carry out. So here's de Blasio saying they're going to make every building retrofit and do giant construction projects that'll bankrupt them. That'll only drive up the rents to cost more. Here it is.
So we have our own Green New Deal. It's three very basic ideas. One, the biggest source of emissions in New York City is buildings. We're putting clear, strong mandates, the first of any major city on the earth, to say to building owners, you got to clean up your act, you got to retrofit, you got to save energy. If you don't do it by 2030, there will be serious fines as high as $1 million or more for the biggest buildings. And this mandate is going to guarantee that we reduce emissions. We're going to ban the classic glass and steel skyscrapers, which are incredibly inefficient. If someone wants to build one of those things, they can take a whole lot of steps to make it energy efficient, but we're not going to allow what we used to see in the past. And the city of New York, the government, which uses about as much energy in a year as do the people and the businesses of the state of Vermont, we are going to get all of our energy from renewable sources in the next 5 years.
So these are the big broad strokes for the plan. They could have wide impact. These are civic decisions. But there's
okay, I can't listen anymore of it. The full clip's on newswars.com. You understand. You heard him say the first city in the world. This is designed to bankrupt us. India, Mexico, China, and 160-plus other third-world countries. They're not going to make any of these changes. By the way, toxic waste being dumped in the ocean is bad. Splicing humans and animals is bad. Having Terminator seeds now in hundreds of variety of plants where the plants don't produce seeds anymore that can make new plants. Having giant nuclear reactors everywhere. Having giant CERN reactors they admit could blow the planet up. Literally. They go, well, it could cause a black hole or a giant explosion. I mean, what do you think slamming uranium and plutonium together does? They're doing that at CERN. And thousands of other insane things. So what is this? It's a scientific takeover. They believe the planet is obsolete. They believe they're going to merge with machines. They're mad scientists. They're testing everything on everyone right now. And the breakaway civilization is tax-exempt, regulatory-exempt, diplomatic immunity above the law, but it's making all of us be under massive regulations and massive control. The UN exempts itself from carbon taxes. The EU bureaucracy exempts itself, and they'll all be exempt as well. Just like when you see a cop car, it says tax-exempt. Okay, fine, that's the cop car. But the point is, these are corporate rulers who are tax-exempt. Think about that. Think about that long and think about that hard, ladies and gentlemen. So they get all the benefits of the taxes and regulations, but none of the cost. They call Soros a philanthropist. They call David Rockefeller a philanthropist. They put their money in tax-free foundations. They pay no tax. They know what they're doing. They're monsters. And so here's some of the articles right here. 14 reasons millennials are having fewer babies. It's for the earth. It's cool. They have more fun. Kids are trouble. That's liberal trendyism. Kids suck. Oh, but they love children so much, the ones they're unable to abort. They keep the babies comfortable. Little blood ball. For some millennials, climate change clock ticks louder than biological. That's another article, NBC News. Don't have children for the earth. But bring in the lowest of the low out of the third world to replace the West. Don't bring in the high IQ, well-earners, hard-working folks from Latin America or Asia. Bring in the worst. Imagine if we were trying to export our worst. Millennials are having less sex than any generation in 60 years. Here's why it matters. LA Times. Yep, they told the truth. There won't anybody to pay for their Social Security. That's because you're not going to get Social Security. Millennials are being taught that you kill grandma, you kill grandpa. You don't take care of people. Remember, they're selfish. They're just going to, oh, Soylent Green. I mentioned this yesterday. WorldNet Daily has links to the state of Washington, their House of Representatives. State poised to legalize human composting. That's right. They're going to put a tax on it. I've already heard of this being announced by the feds before under Obama, but they never did it. Where they'll take your body, they'll process it. If you want to be buried or whatever, there's a big tax associated with it. If not, you're put through a carbon neutral program, and then you're composted onto animal or human plants. Plants that are being grown for animal or human consumption. And it says it all right here in the WorldNet Daily article. Charlton Heston's 73 film Soylent Green. Charlton Heston character in the iconic 73 movie Soylent Green famously didn't take well to the news of the ubiquitous green food reflected in the film's title was composed of human beings. But now the food you eat will be grown off of that. That's one small step to the rest of it. Driving. The kids are so over it. That's right. They're used to an Uber coming that'll be driverless soon. And you know, they don't know how to do math. They have a calculator. And they don't know how to do anything. Everything's just prepaid. Everything's already done. They just waddle around and work at big tech companies who are just keeping them isolated and controlled while big tech takes over, while AI gets ready to kill them. They're just being put into a kind of little, oh, play ping pong, drink beer. We're the ruling class. While you're being prepared for humanity to be made obsolescent. But the AI is first buying you off, kind of stinging like a spider or a wasp does, biting you first to neutralize you so it can then tie you up in the web and then take its time on you before you're ground up and used for fertilizer, for whatever. So they don't want cars anymore. Oh, they want scooters. Once children's toys. Now the left's putting them out in every city with taxpayer-funded so everyone stops using cars and rides on scooters. Scooter critics rage against the machines. Wall Street Journal. So see, that's all any of this is. And record depression in millennials, record depression in children, record depression with all the screen time because they're alone and they're slaves, domesticated, waiting for the slaughter. But they've got all the big globalist money. We don't. We need your support by spreading the word and by financially saying, I'm going to sign up for AutoShip so I don't forget to support InfoWars every month. I'm going to get an additional 10% off. And today is the last day to get apparel, t-shirts, patches, ball caps, hoodies, hats, everything, 50% off. And I'm wearing the iconic shirt today, InfoWars Resist Tyranny. That's one of my favorites. It's got a great snake on the back, InfoWars.com, the original 13 colonies. It's got 36 reviews, 100% reviews. It's a great shirt, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Last day. And there are some new specials that I haven't even told you about yet at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. The best-selling Brain Force, 25% off with a free bottle of Knockout. That's right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.